Officials at the country's top public health agency can no longer use the word science-based when preparing next year's budget. The Washington Post reports the Trump administration gave the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, a list of 7 prohibited words and phrases, including vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based. The Health and Human Services spokesperson disputes that Washington Post report, saying, quote, the assertion that HHS has banned words is a complete mischaracterization of discussions regarding the budget formulation process. HHS also strongly encourages the use of outcome and evidence data in program evaluations and budget decisions. This was pretty extraordinary reading this, and a lot of your information your information is based on people who were in the room who are anonymous. They're not revealing themselves because they were not speaking in an official capacity, right? So based on these sources, did anyone in the room at the time of this meeting or announcement ask, what is the basis of these bans and why?
So you have to understand the federal budget process. We are in that now. Federal agencies are working on coming up with the documents to say, here's what we do with the money that the federal government gives us. And they describe those programs. And that's where we are now. And this is the context for which those words were told to these budget analysts, that they weren't supposed to use them, because some drafts had included these words and that they were being kicked back and they were flagged as, you know, needing correction.
Was there any challenge in the room as to why?
No, you have to understand that these people are budget. Their job is to write up the budget. And if you put in these words, if you put them in at your level, they're going to get taken out later on. Mm-hmm. So save yourself some time and don't put them in, because they're just going to get kicked back and delay the process.
And I guess there's a feeling, too, that if they publicly dissent, I mean, in the room, then, you know, their jobs are in jeopardy.
Well, the job is to write the budget. The CDC is part of HHS. HHS is part of the federal government. This is what they've been told they do. This is what they got to do to keep their jobs.
And do we know where the directive came from?
We don't. We don't know where they came from. But if you understand the budget process, the Office of Management and Budget is the ultimate arbiter of what goes in the budget. The budget document reflects what the president's priorities and values are. And I would imagine that they would be uniform across the government. So you notice one of the words that was forbidden, or that people were told not to use, is the word entitlement. Mm-hmm. CDC is not an agency that has any of the entitlement programs. So that suggests to me that this is something broader within HHS. Mm-hmm.